Hi, my name is Tatiana. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you called to find a testing site near you?
I'm sorry?
Are you called to find a testing site near you?
I was calling to ask a question about the vaccine.
Okay.
Can you answer a question about that? Am I calling the right number?
You're calling the right number. It just depends on what it is.
Okay. My mom, she got her first vaccination on the 12th of last month. And
okay.
So it was the Moderna. So her 28th day will be Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering where she would get her second dose.
Where did she get her first one?
At the Robert's. Dale.
She,
Health
you need
Department.
To call them and ask them when she can get her. Well, you said it's on Monday, so you need to ask them, can she come Monday?
Okay. Cause, I mean, she doesn't have an appointment or anything, but I just didn't know if they were still doing them at the Robertsdale Health Department because there was all these drive-through clinics out now, you know, and they were talking about, oh, if you need your second shot, bring your card there. So, and I didn't see anything out scheduled for next week, so I just didn't know where she's supposed what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, just call them, and
okay.
If they say that she has to have an appointment, that means that you have to call this number back and pre-register, and then they will call you with an appointment.
I call this number back, you're saying?
Yeah, if they tell you that she needs an appointment, they're going to tell you to call this number back, and she needs to get an appointment.
Okay. You can't just go ahead and make her an appointment? She doesn't have any appointment on her back.
It's not really an appointment that we make. We pre-register
uh-huh.
you, and the health department gives her an appointment, not us.
I see. Okay. So, and my other question is, I see that February 8th, it's going to open a new phase for the 65 and up and for the underlying health condition people.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband is 55 with diabetes. So does he... Can he get pre-registered with you all, or how does that work for him?
Yes, he can get pre-registered. It won't be a guarantee that he will get a call soon because there are people that's been waiting a month now for an appointment and still haven't got one. So it's going to be a couple of weeks before they get a call. So he can pre-register as long as he can be patient for that call.
Okay, sure. I know his doctor has registered him, he said, somewhere over in Mobile. So he was waiting on that call. But I guess if he can do pre-registration from you, I would like to do that also.
Okay, you want to do that for what county?
We live in Baldwin County.
You said Baldwin?
Yes, ma'am.
So you want to do it for Baldwin?
Which one, no matter which one, like, do you know which one would be quicker to get into?
None of them is quicker. I'm going to tell you that now. All the lines
okay.
are long.
Okay. Well, I guess Baldwin, because I think his doctor registered, his doctor's in Mobile, so his doctor told him if he got through that way, he would be going to Mobile. So,
you want to do Robertsdale or Daphne?
We live in Fairhope here, so Daphne would be good.
Okay. What's his first name?
Robertsdale and Daphne, are they both long lists?
Every county on here in Alabama list is long.
Okay. That's a dumb question, right? Okay, his name is Robert.
Robert?
Robert.
Okay.
Schroeder.
Can you spell that last name?
S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R.
Phone number? 251-228-1021. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does he have an email?
Yes, he does. I'll just give you mine, I guess.
Okay.
It's K, the letter K, Schroeder, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R. 65@gmail.com.
How old is he?
He is 55. I'm sorry, I'm 55. He's 56.
All right, thank you for providing the information. You'll be contacted once an appointment becomes available. Is there anything else I can do for you?
So you put him on the high-risk list? He's a diabetic.
Oh, it's not a category for that. It's first come, first serve.
Oh, there isn't. Okay. Okay. I guess can you put me on there too then?
Okay.
We're also both in the food service for his business, but I guess you're saying that doesn't matter.
What's your first name?
Kim.
K-I-M.
Yes.
What's your last name?
Schroeder.
I don't know why I asked it.
That's okay. S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R.
I done had a long day.
I bet you have.
What's your phone number again?
251-228-1021. And that would be the same email, the kschroeder65@gmail.
I might thinking about getting that vaccine myself, because my mom, she's sick in the hospital now with COVID.
Ma'am. She has COVID?
Yeah, and now she has pneumonia, too.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's horrible.
And early this morning, hospital called me and told me she might not make it.
Oh, no. Well, I'll be praying for her.
Thank you.
What is her name? What is
Ma'am?
Her name? What's her name?
Her name is Claronda.
Claronda, okay. Where's she at? Where you guys live?
Montgomery.
Oh, dang. Okay. Well, I'll be praying for her for you.
Thank you.
You better get the vaccine. I think everybody should.
Yeah, because I got tested and mine was negative, so I have no idea how she got it.
Well, you never know. I'm taking care of my 80-year-old mother who has diabetes and heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been so afraid for her. Besides, my husband has diabetes.
Oh, yeah, because they're at high risk.
Yes. So, it's a crazy virus. I think everyone should get vaccinated, especially just to protect everybody.
Yes.
Not just yourself, but to protect everybody.
How old are you?
I am 55.
Oh, you did tell me that.
Yeah, so you're saying it'll take a couple weeks before we would get a call, probably.
Yeah, I say about 3 weeks at the most.
Okay.
To get a call with an appointment, but it might be before then, because some people have been getting it like a week after.
Uh huh.
So it may be sooner.
Okay. All right, and what else was I going to ask you? And that's just, so when you call us back, that's just like wherever there happens to be like a drive-through clinic available or something?
When they call, they're going to tell you to come to, I think, the health department, or they might send you somewhere else that doesn't have a long line to get the vaccine. So I guess when, because, you know, the health department has all our information. So I think once they see that, you know, your mother has health issues and things like that, because, you know, we have to get diagnosed by a doctor, because it pulls everything up. Because they pulled my mom information up, and I didn't even know they had all of that. So, yeah, they have all our information already. So I think that's how it goes.
I see. Okay. All right. So is your mother on a vent?
Ma'am?
Is your mother on a vent in the hospital?
I have no idea. I know they put her on a breathing machine because now she can't breathe on her own.
Okay, so that would be probably the vent. Oh, wow. So how long has she had it? How long has she been sick?
She's been sick about a week and a half. I dropped her off at the hospital Thursday night. And that's when they said the next day that she had COVID. Now she's bleeding internally, too, on her insides.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, how can COVID do all of that?
I don't
understand.
It does crazy things. You know, some people don't even have symptoms at all. In fact, my husband did go get an antibody test, and it came back positive that he has antibodies. And I was like, he's never had any symptoms.
Right.
Of course, his doctor said even you should still get a vaccination, even if it shows that you're positive for antibodies, go ahead and get vaccinated because he has diabetes and there's variants that are out there now spreading.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, everything's just so unknown. Even if you have antibodies to it, you should even still get a vaccine because you don't know how long those antibodies will last, for one thing. So he is a 56-year-old diabetic, and we never even thought he had it. And he went and got a blood test because his brother, who he works with, his antibodies came back positive because he was exposed to COVID with no symptoms either. He had no symptoms. And they don't have antibodies. Yeah.
That's crazy.
If I have antibodies today, I'm supposed to get my results today.
Okay.
I don't think I'd be that lucky, but. But thank you so much for your help, and I will be praying for your mother.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Thanks. Bye-bye.